Sunday, Parshas Miketz, Sher Chav Ches.
Erev
Chanukah. Erev Yom Tov Chanukah.
Boy, say on Chanukah we're going to start early. We try to get the Olam should be aware. We could perhaps just make sure to tell our friends that we're going to start early on Chanukah. The Heiligich Sam Sofer writes that on Chanukah, some people think that they're not supposed to learn on Chanukah. He writes it's Atas Ayetzer is Dach Pum Far Ker Zoktach Sam Sofer. You're supposed to Dafka learn more on Chanukah. Zeinim biad oiske soiro secha. The Chassam Sofer writes that the secrets of Torah are nisgale on Chanukah. The or hagonuz, the hidden lights. So a person can understand things on Chanukah they can't understand the regular rest of the year. And if he gets that clarity in learning, who knows? He might become some Starkstein or something like that. So the Yetzer Hara doesn't want that. So he says, let's play dreidel, let's eat latkes, let's sing songs. We'll say like fuzzy wuzzy divrei Torah and feel good about ourselves. But what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to learn Torah geschmack fest mit a brenn, mit a fire. The fire of Torah, the or of Chanukah, Beis Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. I'm going to do my best to try. Believe me, I'm going to do my best. Halavai, I should do my best. I'm going to try hard at least. To make this Chanukah, the Shiurim Chanukah, to be like Spitz, Geschmack, Lomdish. I'm going to try my hardest. And Rabbi, I'm asking you to try your hardest also. Tonight, I believe most of you have Mesivas by your Beim. Is that true? If anyone doesn't wants to learn a little bit, you can let me know. Otherwise, tomorrow we're going to Chazah first Seder. What? JT? So otherwise, we're going to Chazah Beis Hashem B'li Nadar tomorrow first Seder. I believe B'siyat Ishmael, Rav Uri Silver is going to be coming tomorrow to say Shir Kololi on Hilchos and Inyoni Chanukah. So the sign's up already?
Yeah.
Okay, Rav Uri Silver. What'd you think? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Rav Uri Silver is going to be saying, so we don't need to do that much preparation for that. So, Beis Hashem, tomorrow morning we're going to try to chazu what we did up until now. Someone's supposed to be saying chazara. Tomorrow you're saying chazara. There you go. You got. You have to say, that's not a problem. Before Shir Kleli, Kiva's going to be doing an entire. He's got a lot of work to do. Do Chazor and everything. We've been going a little slowly recently in order to be able to lay the groundwork. But Rabbi said the Gemara says the following thing. My oinus. What's the oinus that we're talking about over here? B'siyat d'shmaya b'ez Hashem yisborach ha'sev natsliach. We saw other reasons of my oinus. The first reason in the Gemara is Sartzava. The Yishalmi says that they're doing hokey pokey. They're doing their kishuf. But the Gemara says the third reason my oinus is talking about the following case. What happened was, that says the Gemara, Kidatanya, it says in the Braisa, Harei, Shewat, Shehaya, Pitoy Ofi Tivcha Tivuch Vienoi Mazuk, Mes Ovi Shachasan, Ima Shakala, Machnis, Mes the Head of Shachasan Kalachupa, Volbi Asmitsu, Parish, Nog Shivisimea Mishla, Hakak Nog Shivisimea Velos. What happens is that we're desperate because, we call this Oinus, what happens is that a very important player has died. It says Ov Shachasan, Ima Shakala, which Rashi is going to tell us. It's Davko, it's really Gemara later on, it's going to tell us Ov Shachasan, Ima Shakala. But the end, it's also Peter offer tivcha tivuch yeno mazuk. You got all this stuff is in place. Then what do? You can get married even a day or two early. Yes, sir. Even a day or two early. Even yom hasheni. This happens yom hasheni. You do. Yeah.
If he only has one parent and that parent dies, does it matter?
Oh, very good shaila. Good shaila. Very good shaila. It's good shaila. What happens if he only has emo? He only has a mother, and the mother dies. Is the mother ki'ilu function as the father? It's a good child. Akoponim, this was a maisa shehoya kachoya in bnei brak. The parents were on the way to the chasana, and they got into an accident and they died.
Parents? Or?
I don't know the exact story, but Reb Shmuel Rozovsky paskins that they should get married. Based on the Gemara. And afterwards, when he spoke to a Poisek, he was a Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Hashiva of Bnei Brak, of Panovich, after he spoke to a Poisek and told him that they should not have gotten married. Maybe it's based on the Kudas HaKesef, which says, Bizman HaZeh, where we have party planners, so there's no such thing. There's no longer a need to have either the Ima Shalkala or Shalchasan. Just pay enough money, you get it, it's taken care of. Shmuel Zovsky from that day on was never a Masada Kedushin. He said about himself, if I still have another Lachas well enough. What? So he said I messed up. He was never Masada Kedushin anymore. Ah, Moshe Feinstein has a shaila. I don't know if it was the same marriage. What to do now? They messed up. They were not supposed to get married, but they got married. Do you do first the Avelis, or do you do first the Shever Brachas? That we're going to speak about. Hopefully, we'll get a pishut to this shaila based on what we're learning over here in the sukkah. So let's talk a little bit to understand what's going on over here. We said what they do is first you machnisa nesachasan eska lechupa, and then afterwards the bol bils mitzvah. Upoirish, Rashi says, V'yikproi soy miyad, bury him as soon as possible. So we ask the question, why then are you being bo'ovilas mitzvah? What do you need that for? So we said in Rashi, Vais t'chais from the Shita Mekubetzes, because without the bia, then what? It's not chalal of chasana. It's not the nigmar of the chasana. We brought a Rashi later on. The Teresh Shmuel brings it from Avram Gurwitz. The Rashi later on says, Nisua mamish, says, Nichnas of the chupa v'nivala. The bia is consummates the marriage. It's even in the American tongue. It also says the bia consummates the marriage. It completes the marriage. So therefore, you need, says Rashi, in order that it should be halal of chasana, you need to be boil bilas mitzvah. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. However, Tosfos seems to argue because Tosfos. First of all, Tosfos says, I don't know, it's possible the bia happens after your kaiver. What do you mean? I thought you needed to be chalal chasana. Second of all, Tosfos says, why is lashon boil, what's bias mitzvah? According to Rashi, says that Teresh Shmuel, the mitzvah is nisuin. Tosfos says, why is it called bias mitzvah? For a different reason, for pure rivius. We see Tosfos seems to argue. So how can we do the bias mitzvah? What's the head to do with bias mitzvah? We said two pshatim. The Rambam says that there is no isser of Einin and Tashmash Amit. It's just not true. We don't know that for sure. We know it's true by Ovel, but Einin says the Ram doesn't have those Yisurim. And then we said Tosfos seems to say that there's a heter, Mishum Mitzvah Hikilu. We saw Rabbeinu Yoina says that way, the Shita brings Rabbeinu Yoina, and a Chanami. Really, there's an Isser, but this is Bias Mitzvah. For Bias Mitzvah, we gave a one off and we allowed you to be able to do Bias Mitzvah. Yeah. According to Rashi, my friends, that Rashi says that you don't consummate the marriage until there's a bia, we understand a lot better the Rambam Shita that Chupas Nida is not koina. The Rambam holds Chupas Nida is not koina. Why is Chupas Nida not koina? So you see, according to Rashi, it's a lot better because they're saying that the bia is kilo, the gemar of the chuppah. The chuppah is really only there in order to prepare you for the bia. That's what it is. It's the bringing her into his house. And the consummate of the marriage is the bia. If this chuppah is a lo asili de bia, it's, you can't bring a bia. So then we understand why the chuppah's need is not going to be koina. Yeah. I'll call upon him. What?
As long as the
chuppah
is able to, she can't be bringing the.
What do you mean?
The problem in this in the nigmar of the wedding is her, not the chuppah. You can't finish doing the
bia because
she's
a nida. Nothing to do with the chuppah. And a charami, but the chuppah has to be a matziv that it's bringing you towards bia. If the chuppah is not bringing you towards bia, so then being that that's the whole, that's the gemar. So this is aschala without a gemar. It doesn't have a gemar to it. Okay, whatever. It's just our aura. Al kopanim is phallus. We know that there's two components necessary in order for us to be able to push off the chasana. Two different things. I want you to understand that they're not just two of the same. It's not two sides of the same coin. It's two different things. One is you need to have that there's a significant hefsid. For example, what is the braisa qualify as a significant hefsid? Pitoi, tafoi, tivchoi tavuach, yeinoi mazog. All those seem to be significant hefsid. Another thing you need to be is it has to be mace, a very specific person. Aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala. So you need two components. What's the vart of aviv shel chasan or ima shel kala? What happens if you have everything is ready, but it's ima shel chasan that passed away? It's not aviv shel chasan. Then what do? Then we lose the food, but it's still a tremendous loss of money. We don't care. Why?
Do it again.
He'll do it again later. Okay. What happens if it wasn't necessarily all of those things? It's yeno mazog, and wasn't all of that. Let's say some of the food is savable, but it's meis aviv shel chasan. So what's the halacha? You're going to do it later. Either there's no one who's going to be able to replace whatever you have, even though you could sell everything. Let's say everything is sellable. The Gemara says if everything is sellable, we sell it, but there's no one who's going to be here in order to be able to make sure that everything doesn't make a difference. So we have these two different nekudas, and I want you to understand that somehow we need two components. We have to understand the relationship of the two of them. Comes along the Rush, and the Rush brings from the Halachas Gedoilis the following thing. First, he brings from the Rif. And he brings from the Rif and the Rachas Gedolis, very similar, not identical, but he brings the following thing. Says the Rif, that what would be in a case, sure, I'm going to look at it inside, what would be in a case when you don't have both of these things? For example, says the Rif, give me 1 second, because the Rif and the Bahag say almost the same thing, but it's not the same. What happens if you're, it's makes aviv shel chasam, however, you could sell all of the food. We have to see really the Gemara a little bit further. Let's see the Gemara inside, because we didn't see it together. The Gemara says, it's only true if you already put water on the meat. It's shechted, but it has to be already water. You could sell it. I could sell the meat. Now, sell the meat, but the father's still dead. What does it help to sell the meat? You see that if there's no pseida, if it's sellable, so then the halacha is not the same. So what would be in that case? What would you do in that case? The father passes away, and the meat is shechted, but you have not yet put the gravy on the meat. What would you do? It's mizdavin. You're going to have to sell it. So what's going to be? So what's the timeline? Says the Rush himself. I'll tell you what to do. First, you bury the father. Then you're noyek shivis yemei avelus. And then you worry about your chuppah later. Push the chuppah off to later. When later? Maybe after Shiva. Maybe after Shloishim. But don't do the chuppah any earlier. First you do the kvura, the Shiva, and then afterwards you think about it. And he says the Rush. However, very interesting. Because what I saw in the Rif is not like that. The Rif seems to say in such a case... The Rif says, you know what you do differently? You do the Mishta afterwards. You do the Mishta later. What does that sound like? Everything else up until the Mishta stays the same. So says the Rush, I understand the Rif means to say, what you do is the following thing. In a case where the father died, but we can recoup all of the money, first you do the chuppah. Boil bilas mitzvah. Bury the father. Do avelos and then Mishta. Wow. Similarly, he has a Bahag. And the Bahag says, which he brings in the end of his shtickle, the Bahag says, brings the Baal Halachos Gedoilos and the Maritz Geis that say, what happens if it's not Aviv Shel Chasan? What happens if it's not Aviv Shel Chasan? It's Ima Shel Chasan. What do? You do the Chuppah, Bias Mitzvah, the Kvura, Avelos, and then the Mishnah. So we said there's two different components. the Rif and the Bahag are talking about each one. If I'm missing one of those components, what do you do in that case? Says the Rif and the Bahag, each one talking about missing a different component. I do the chuppah first. I do the bias mitzvah first. Then I'm going to do the kfura and the day of Avelis, and only afterwards the Mishnah.
There's still a hafzad mamon because all the food that they've been preparing is poor shavuot.
Right, right, correct. So what's the point? The Rush argues. The Rush says, I don't get it. Why in the world would you do a chuppah and a bia if you're not doing your mishnah till later? What's your point? There's two kashas here. Brings the Rikui Ruven, Ruven Shapansky from the Mir. There's two kashas here. One kasha is, why in the world would you do this? The other kasha, this is the major kasha, how in the world can you do this? Because once you do the chuppah and the bias mitzvah, what does Rashi say? What happens? It's chalal of chasana. Once it's chalal of chasana, so you're going to do the, you're going to bury him afterwards, so then how could you do the avelos beforehand? First of all, I don't understand why you would want to do this. Second of all, once you already did the chuppah and the bia, the choyrah should come first already, the chasana. This is the question. So Rabbi said, I want to focus on the second question for a second. How you could do this, so that might depend very much on whether or not an oinein does have the chiyuv of avelus. We said the Rambam holds there's no iser to be boil. There's no din of an oinein that he's not allowed to do tashrish, should be doing anything like that. It's okay. But I want to understand. Rashi says, being that it's chalal of chasana, it's too late. You can't be noyig avelus once it's chalal of chasana. What is the Rif and the Bahag argue on Rashi? So listen to this vart, my friends. This is an idea which is brought from Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, the Rashiva of Mir Brooklyn, and Dachsuch also from Reb Nochum Pertzovitz. This is the following thing. Weiss the Chois, the Rif holds that really the Avelos came first. What happens if I start a chasana and then afterwards there's an Avelos? Like, so what happens if during the Chol HaMoed someone dies? What do? You finish after Yom Tov. What happens if during Sheva Bracha someone dies? You wait till after Yom Tov. But what happens if he dies beforehand? He dies beforehand. So then, once you started the Avelos, so then you're going to push off the Shemar Brachas. So Rabbi Sai, when is it Chal Olav Chasana? When does Rashi say Chal Olav Chasana? Bias Mitzvah. When is it Chal Olav Avelos? What? Snimas HaGoyel. When is there a Mechayiv of Avelos? When is there something that obligates that Avelis is coming? There is an Avelis here. It's not Chal yet, but there's a Goyrim. There's a Mechayiv of Avelis. When? When he dies. So what happened first? The Avelis or the Mishteh? I ask you a question. What happened first? So being that he was Mace before we started the chasana, says Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, even though it's not chal the yemei avelus, it's not chal of avel, aber the mechayiv of the avelus is here. If the mechayiv of the avelus is here first, avelus comes first. I'll read it to you inside. He says, Aval Khan. He says the following thing: Vaday moinde harif. Imeis lo imeis beemtze yemei amishte de lo chalav avelos. Aval dekan. Demeis lo imeis koidem haregel. The mace was died first. Kvar chalav din bimisa lin hoig avelos. Bestimus agoil. Enoch anami, he's not an oval yet until when? Stimus agoil, until they actually bury him. Omer the din that it's going to be noyeg. The mechayiv of the avelus is already there when it's mace loy mace. So which one came first? The misa came first. Ein ochalami. Afterwards, he's going to be boyal. He's going to do chuppah, and he's going to be boyal. But because the mechayiv of the avelus came first, therefore you're going to be noyeg avelus first.
About a gizman.
What?
Hikis man, did that come first before the Avelis? They knew it was gonna 12 months was gonna fall out on Sunday on Monday or
Okay, we're gonna talk about that in a second, kind of. Says Reuven Shapansky in the name of his Rebbeim, that's gonna be the Pshat. So Eina Chanami. We do have a question. He's arguing on Rashi. Rashi says Chalov Chasana, it's too late. It's Chalov Chasana. Once it's Chalov Chasana, you can't have Avelis. He says, yeah, but being that the Avel came first, the Avel was before the Chasana, so that preempted how the Avel come first. You're not Chayv and Avelis until Stimas Agol, until you bury him. Yeah, but the thing that's going to cause the Stimas Agol to become Avel is the fact that he died. He died already. It's just a question of time now. So already, like Kielu, the Mechayv of Avel came before.
Before them.
What? Because Lamaisa, you're not an Avel. You're not an Avel. You have a Mechayv of Avelus, but you're not an Avel. So an Avelus, Bekoyach.
So we're allowing you to push this Koyach aside?
We're allowing you to wait.
What would be the point then?
Oh, okay, so that's the other question. What's the point? Okay, well, let's leave that alone for a second. I have a different question. So how do you understand, my friends, what happens when we do have these two things, when it's Av Shel Chasan or it's Nosin Mayim Agabi Basar? When is it Chalal of Chasana? The Bia. So I don't get it. So why? But the Misa happened beforehand. So Eina Chanami, you should do the Chuppah, the Bia, the Kvura, and then you're gonna have to be Noyeg Avelus. How does it work? If you're telling me that the Avelus comes first, so what's the Tekonas Chacham? No, you're gonna do the Mishnah first. But how can I do the Mishnah first? The Avel's here, the Avel came first. What's the Pshat when it's Avim Shel Chasan and it's Nasan Mayim Agabei Bas? You have those two things? Okay, now you do the Mishnah first. I'd like to suggest the following Chiddush. This is my own Chiddush, this doesn't say anywhere. It's a Chiddush Chavod Chanukah. I'd like to suggest that the Chachamim said, there's a Mechayiv for Eva. What's the Mechayiv for Eva? What's the Mechayiv? Misa. There's a Mechayiv for Chasana. What's the Mechayiv of Chasana? What's Mechayiv the Chasana? Says the Rambam. I read you the Lashon of the Rambam. Now it's the Mitzvah. Listen to the Rambam. Heichin kol tzorche hasuda. Rambam in Pilchas Evo, Perek Yud Alef Halacha Ches. Heichin kol tzorche hasuda. Ve'afa pitoi ve'tivchoi tavuach. Kidei sheyichnesu lesimcha. What is that launch? What is the Rambam isn't poetic. Kedei sheyichnesu lesimcha. In order that they should go into the simcha. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying everything is there. It's all ready. Hichin kol tzorche asuda. Pitoy afoy. Tivchoy tavuach. Kedei sheyichnesu. They're just waiting to go into this. What does the Rambam mean to say? To me, the Rambam means to say, you already have a mechayiv of simcha here. And then mace loy mace happens, and then mace loy mace. Umace loy mace, kaidim shiachnasu, they didn't actually go in. But it's ki'ilu. The same way you have such a thing as someone died and you didn't bury him yet. So when he died, you have a mechayiv for the Avel, but the Avel itself doesn't start until you bury him. Says the Rambam, yeah, but over here, I've got a whole Mishnah ready. So I've got a chasana. The chasana is happening. And I lamaisa, when is it chalalov? When is it chalalov the regel? Only with the bias mitzvah. Similar to the way that it's only chalalov the Avel when you actually have the stimas agoilel. But over here, there's something that's triggering. There's something that says the Rambam, the Chachomim deemed that this is going to be treated as if you already have a mechayev for chasana once everything is ready.
have a chasana 12 months earlier.
Yeah.
12 months earlier when you got engaged, you're Rukhani.
Yeah.
But there's no mechayev chasana that it's going to happen right now.
I mean, of course it's chayev. Right. If the marriage comes up, you have to pay her because you didn't get married.
Okay, so what?
On that day.
You're assuming that this is exactly 12 months to the day of when it happened. This could be 9 months. This could be 8 months. This could be... Not everyone got married exactly 12 months. So what's making that the chasana is today? The fact that we got engaged 6 months ago, that's not making the chasana be today.
We're talking about the Monday before Wednesday.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's exactly...
We're assuming that you have...
A year. It's not a year. It's not a year. It's a Monday on a Wednesday. There's the punkt happens to be a lavdafka. That you'll have to deal with. But we're saying over here that there's something that's creating that the chasana is happening now. What's doing that? Says the Rambam, I've got everything in place. Everything is there. Everything is ready. The wedding's got to go down. The wedding's got to go down. The regal's not here yet, but the wedding's got to go down. And boy says, this is the Pshat in Rambam. The Rambam says, Heichin kol tzorchei asuda. Why is the Rambam saying that for? What is this vort of Heichin kol tzorchei asuda? Everything's ready. Doesn't mean that there's a loss of money. Loss of money, the Rambam says, afapitoy tivchoy tavuach. That's the loss of money. The Rambam is saying, everything is ready. Because if everything's not ready, the chasana is not going down. The chasana has to go down. We're ready to go. We're ready to start. So it's as if there's already lahavdil. We have two different things going on. There's a misa and a kvura. There's a suda, and then there's a chasana. So the suda's here, the chasana's ready to go. We're ready to move. Because that's the case. So now... which one comes first, says the Rama. So then which one's coming first now? In this matziv, where it's Heichin kol tzorchei asuda, and pitoy afoy, v'tivcha tavuach, kidei sheichnu l'simcha, umeis lo meis, which one comes first, the chasana or the misa?
The chasana.
Because you already started, that's why you could do the... You could...
Chasana first.
Do the chuppah, be koiver the meis, and then do the mishnah.
And then avelos after.
And then avelos afterwards. Thus is the pshat. But what happens, says the Bahag, what happens, says the Rif, what happens if you don't have these things that are necessary over here? So then, if you don't have that, it's hichin kol tzorchei tzuda, pitoy afoy, tivcha tavuach, kedei sheichnus l'chuppah. Then the misa came first. The Misa came first. Do the Misa first. Rabbi Yisai, I want to answer another diak. This is also my own diak. We're celebrating Rabbi Yisai Simchas HaTorah. It's a diak I asked the Olam this morning. I asked by Chavrusas. There's something very strange about this Rambam. Read the Braisa and read the Rambam. The Rambam does it differently than the Braisa. The Braisa says the following thing. Bitanya, Hare says the Braisa. Pitoy afoy tivcha tavuch yeno mazik umeis aviv shel chasana ima shel kala. It says right away who the people that died are, because that's a very important nekuda. Who died? Umeis aviv shel chasana ima shel kala. When the Rambam brings it, the Rambam just says heichin kol tzorchei asuda afapitoy tivcha tavuch kidei sheichnus l'suda l'simcha umeis loimeis. Someone died. Someone died. Rambam doesn't tell us who it is. So you might want to say the Rambam holds Lav Dafka. No! Look all the way at the end of the Rambam. Four lines from the bottom. When is that? If the person, that dead person that we spoke about, that died, was Av Shal Chasin Mishal Kala. Why didn't he say that right away in the beginning? That's the way the Braisa brings it. Why doesn't the Rambam bring this the way the Braisa brings it? Say right in the beginning, Peter of Shokala. Why does he bring it this backwards way? In the beginning, it's just someone dies. So I'll tell you, I'm going to say Pshat, Rabbi, say Herzu. This follows. Aviv Shel Chasan and Ima Shel Kala, why does it have to be those two? Because what? Because they can make sure that we'll do it again. Right? If it's not Avishal Chasan and Imashal Kala, is that going to change how ready we are presently for the Chasana?
No.
In other words, the fact that the Chasana date is here, doesn't change if it's Aviv Shel Chas and Ima Shel Kala. Say, listen, if it's Ima Shel Kala, we'll have to change. We'll have to do it again. But Lemaisa, these two different things that you need. First of all, you need a very big hefsid. It has to be if it's Aviv Shel Chas, and the pshat is because then no one can do it over again. But if it's not Aviv Shel Chas, it's, let's say, Ima Shel Chas. So then, okay, we're very committed to this date. We have everything ready. We're going to lose all our money, but I'll do it again. But the Rambam is saying as follows. The main nakuda, in order to make that you're going to have, that the chasana comes first, is hechen kol tzorche hasuda va'af apita v'tivcha tevur. Everything's ready. We can't turn back. Why not? Because I've prepared everything. There's going to be a very big hefsid. This is the zman of the chasana is now. What happens if it's aviv shel, if it's not aviv shel chasana? Okay, so we'll make a new zman for the chasana. But to shtel avek the halacha, what creates that I'm going to make that the chasana comes, the date of the chasana comes first? It doesn't have to be aviv shel chasana to make the date of the chasana first. What makes the date of the chasana first is everything is ready, it's all here, and we're going to have a tremendous loss of money if we don't do it now. We are committed to this date right now. This is the chasana time. The chasana is going on now.
Even if it's Ima
Shel Chasan, says the Rambam. But if it's Ima Shel Chasan, we'll make a new date. In a Chanami, this is the date when it's supposed to happen. We'll make a new date. But how can we make a new date? So everybody say, L'chayra, in the case of Ramosha Feinstein had a shayla. What happens if they mess up? What happens if they do the wrong? They should not have done the chasana. What's the halacha? Says Ramosha, it's very much going to depend on whether or not you're going to learn like this. Riff and like this Bahag that we mentioned. What is it, the Riff and the Bahag? The Riff and the Bahag are saying that Ein Hachanami, you can do the Chuppah even if it's Meis Loi Meis. They hold you can do the Chuppah even if it's Meis, because being that even if you say Bizman Azeh, it's not considered to be that Aviv Shel Chasan or Ima Shel Kala are necessary. But once you do the chuppah first, according to the Bahag, even if you do the chuppah now, you're still going to be noig da avelos, and then only afterwards you're going to do the simcha. That's what you should have done anyway, according to the Bahag. Mashiach, according to the Rosh says, once it's chalal of chasana, Rashi says, once it's chalal of chasana, so now you're going to have to do the mishta. So it's going to depend, my friends, on how we understand what happens when we have a situation where it's not, where even though it's mace lo mace, really you're not supposed to do the mishnah first. Does that mean you're not supposed to do the chuppah first? If you're not supposed to do the chuppah first, once you do the chuppah, so now the chuppah is going to create the mishnah. L'choira, in this case of the mistake in Masada Kedushin, it's going to be machlokas v'shoinim. Whether or not you do first the Eval and then the Mishnah, or first the Mishnah and the Eval. However, I'd like to suggest that perhaps as follows. But basically, let's look over the Gemara again for a second. The Gemara says, Amar Afram Bar Papa, Amar Av Chista, Loishan Oloshanosin Mayim Agabe Basar, Avaloinosin Mayim Agabe Basar Mizdavin, Amar Rava, Ubekrach. If it's in a krach, a big city, even if you put water on the water, it's nizdavin. Amar papu, and if you're in a village, even if you didn't put water on it, you're going to be nizdavin. So different places have different dinim as far as when you're going to have a loss. I have a question for you, my friends. The question is as follows. I have a very simple way of saying this, which would avoid a lot of confusion. It is, if you could sell, sell. If you can't sell, don't sell. Why are we saying why are we saying if it's not Maima Gabi Basar, not Masa Maima Gabi Basar? Let me ask you a question, okay? Let's say I'm in a kfar. Let me ask the question. Let's say I'm in a kfar. It's a little teeny town, right? According to the Gemara, it says you're in a kfar, even if it's Loy Nasan Maima Gabi Basar, still you could sell it. Or still, it's not, you can't sell it, I mean. You can't sell it because you could still get married because no one's going to buy it. Let's say I'm in a little town, a kfar, and I was Nasan Maima Gabi Basar. And poof, someone comes over to me and he says, hey, I need tons of meat. Unbelievable, wow, you need all this meat, this is like from heaven, so I'm going to sell you the meat so I can push off the wedding. Does he have to do that? He's in a kfar. The Gemara says, in a kfar, even if it's lo nasan mayim al gabi basar, you can get married. It's lo misdavin. But the reason is because, who needs so much meat in a kfar? Let's say it happens to be a case where you need that meat. If the halacha would be, that you have to sell it. So then I have a very simple thing. If you could sell it, sell. What happens if I'm in this huge city and all of a sudden there's like no one needs meat? What happens in this big city and no one needs meat? So what does it make? It's a big city.
Maybe there's a not good meat of what's normal. So you have to look for the guy in the first place. Because
You're calling up for a chuppah, you're calling up the wedding immediately.
So Yaakov is saying, do I have to look for him, Bechlal? But if I would find him, if you would knock on my door, here it becomes to you?
For sure.
I want to say no. I want to say you're not machuy. Listen to why. Listen to the svar, Yaakov. The svar is as follows. What's the vart of nasin mayim al gabi basur and lo nasin mayim al gabi basur? What? Generally, it gets ruined. What's the lumdis we're saying today? The vart is, because then it's called chal of chasana. The mechay of the chasana is here. When I put the water on this busser, I'm committed to getting married. Okay, this is the time. Now something miraculous happens that we can undo it, but it's chalav chazana. That doesn't change. They can get married. If you tell me, it's telling me practically, am I going to have a hefsid or not? I ask you another question. What happens if this guy's got lots and lots of money? Money is no object to him. He's got tons of money. He doesn't care about money. So you say the cup for him. So the hefs is not. The vart is, this has become the time of the wedding. So it doesn't make a difference every individual in my situation what's going to be. Because mitzad, the chasana, the date of the chasana has been, we've already locked in the chasana. The chasana is locked in already.
What about
Because being that it's sellable, it's not locked in. It's not called locked in. In krach, I'm never locked in. I can do it today, I can do it tomorrow. It's not locked in. Rameir Stern told me back in the day when they made chasanas, they would write in and they'd print up invitations and they'd write in by hand when the date is. Because they decided a few days before, you know, whatever worked out. It's not like today when we're like months in advance, we lock in a chasana. It's not locked in. I could sell the meat, I could get married today, tomorrow, next day. There's nothing locking me in. Why? Because we thought that the wedding's going to be today, it'll be tomorrow. If you're telling me that I'm in a situation where there's going to be a hafsid, so what does that mean? That means that we've prepared everything for the suda, everything is there, and there's going to be hafsid, we've locked in, this is the day of the chasana. So the mechayiv of the chasana comes before the misa. But if, even though I bought all the stuff for the chasana, I could sell everything, so I'm not locked in, so who said when the chasana is going to be? I don't know, maybe, we're planning tomorrow, we could change, we could sell everything and change. Nothing locked me in yet. So the pshat is, in a kvar, even if someone comes over to me and says, I'll buy all the stuff for you, but I locked in this date, the mechayiv the chasana is already here. I could undo that if I want to, but I'm not mechayiv, because already the chasana came first. Already the chasana came first. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. What I would like to perhaps, I would like to explore, is that there's two different cases. To be clear, there's two different cases. There's one case where it's not Aviv Shel Chasan. It's a different relative. And you have a tremendous loss of money, but a different relative. There's another case where it's the Aviv Shel Chasan, but there's no tremendous loss of money. In both of those cases, we're not going to do the wedding now. I'm wondering if everyone... Now, according to the Rosh, what are we going to do? The Rosh says what we're going to do is we're going to do the Kvura. We're going to do the Avelus only afterwards, the Chasana, in all of those cases. But I'm wondering if there could be a difference in our world that we're talking about now, of the Bahag and the Rif. Would there be a discrepancy between the two of them based on the lumness that we were saying, based on the explanation we were giving? Perhaps only in one case we would do the Chuppah first. In the other case we would do the Kvura first. That I'd like to try to explore, continue to explore tomorrow. Tomorrow, Akiva, you're giving a chazara, and we'll discuss tonight. We'll do the chazara, and then we'll continue with going further in the sugya, Beis Hashem, on Tuesday.